Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to this unscripted, long-delayed podcast update. I'm going to give you a quick update on where we've been, what's been going on. I'll do a short version, and then I'll do a little content warning, and then perhaps a more detailed version for those of you who don't want all the details. Short version is it's been a very difficult few months, really, since December. Not really had time or brain space or energy to even think about recording and editing and uploading and all of that. Think things are looking up a little bit now, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to recording soon with Chris, who I've missed speaking to very much. So we're okay. We'll be all right. We will be back soon. Really looking forward to the Assassin's Creed Symphony in London in, I'm recording this on the 12th of April, so it's about 6 weeks away. And the great news is I'll be meeting Declan and Chris in real life, and we'll actually be able to see each other face to face for the first time and shake hands and have a good conversation. So really looking forward to that, and looking forward to the next sort of few months, maybe 6 months or so. We might be getting Assassin's Creed Red a bit later this year, so that's going to be fun. Looking forward to playing that game and talking about it and recording about it. So we will be back soon, don't exactly know when. Let's say a couple of weeks. I definitely want to do a special about the symphony, so that will be good. Appreciate everyone who's recently subscribed on YouTube. Didn't expect to still be gaining subscribers without actually uploading anything in the last, I think it's been 4 months or 5 months. So that's been nice. So welcome everyone who's joined recently. Thank you to everyone who is still subscribed, even though we've been quiet for some time, and we'll be back soon. And sort of the content warning bit, which I'll go into in a little bit more detail. If you don't want to hear stories of bereavement, loss, etc., skip this bit. With that said, I'll just give you a bit more detail. So early December, I took my brother-in-law to hospital. He was feeling a lot of pain in his stomach, which he'd been feeling for about a day or so. He was admitted very quickly, and then the following day moved to intensive care. He was then sedated for about 3 weeks. Even though it's only been a few months, I forget the details. He then appeared to be recovering. He was brought out of his sedation, and I was able to speak to him and hold his hand and talk to him. And saying Christmas was not a very joyful time, neither was New Year's. And then on the 2nd of January he died, which perhaps we should have... We were always hopeful, of course, of the best, but had in the back of our minds that this might happen. And he died. His family were there. It hit us all terribly. He was 51 years old. He should have lived another 25 or more years. He was my brother-in-law, but I knew him before I met my wife. In fact, he introduced me to my wife, so I've known him longer than I've known almost anyone. He was my brother, I miss him terribly. It still doesn't really feel real. He lives a few doors away from me. He works from home like I do, and you know, often he would send me a text message at sort of 11, 12 o'clock, want to get lunch, and we'd go for lunch or go for a walk or whatever. I still think that's going to happen, and it won't. So in a lot of ways, I suppose my brain still doesn't really believe that the last few months have happened. And I guess that'll take time to realize and to believe. We've done a lot of work to help his family. He leaves behind a wife and two young children, so we've done a lot to help them, and I've done a lot to help sort of prepare their rooms and help them sort of sort out furniture and, you know, those kind of DIY jobs that perhaps he would have done in the past. So tried to do a lot to help them, and that's been the focus for the last, it's April, so the last four and a half months have been have been difficult, and I hope you can understand why there hasn't been much recording recently. I'll tell you, I didn't sleep much in December, and I didn't sleep much in January. Very hard to actually fall asleep properly and rest. So I tell you, I did play a lot of video games late at night. Maybe we'll talk about gaming. Perhaps Chris and I will do a bit of a gaming update and general Assassin's Creed news update, because honestly, I haven't been following the news of what's happening with the franchise, what's happening with Ubisoft. So I'm completely disconnected, let's say. But I'm feeling better. Like I say, some things I don't think will ever feel real. But I'm feeling a bit better, and I do miss our conversations, and I miss the talking. But honestly, I miss the technical, the production aspects of editing the audio, building the video, uploading, publishing. So I do miss all of that as well, and I'm looking forward to getting back to it. Anyway, I feel like I've rattled on far too long already. Audacity is telling me we're already at about 6 minutes, so I think it's time to wrap this up and just leave you with this, that we'll be back very soon. Looking forward to getting back into the routine. Looking forward to meeting some of my friends in real life for the first time very soon. And yeah, stick around. We'll be back with some proper episodes in the next few weeks. Bye-bye.